Now, local news from Montana Public Radio.
I'm Eric Whitney. Montana healthcare providers are paying close attention to a second case of measles that was confirmed this week in Spokane. Edward O'Brien has more.
There are no confirmed cases of measles in Montana, but Carl Milhon says doctors and nurses are watching for symptoms when evaluating patients.
Over the last 4 or 5 months, there's been a national outbreak going on, and we've been paying very close attention to that.
Milhon is the communicable disease and epidemiology supervisor for the state health department. The agency says Montana's current vaccination rate for children from 19 months to 35 months is 65.4% compared to the national average of 70.4%. These rates are for all vaccinations the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention measures. Measles is a highly contagious virus that spreads through coughing and sneezing.
And it's one that's very, very concerning to everybody. We haven't had a case in Montana since 1990.
Public health officials want to keep it that way. About 15 years ago, the CDC declared measles eliminated in the United States, but this December, a measles outbreak in Disneyland sickened over 170 people. Earlier this month, CDC announced that particular outbreak was over, but the disease is still active in other countries.
And we have people that either visit from there or we have people from here that go to those places and contract it. And then they come back and we see some isolated cases that then sometimes break out and we have to contain them in effect.
Containing a measles outbreak is tough.
One of the biggest fears is that a person who has measles will go into like a waiting room. This disease is so infectious that even up to 2 hours after a person leaves the waiting room, it could potentially be in the air and infect other individuals.
Measles starts with a fever, runny nose, cough, red eyes, and a sore throat. It's followed by a rash that spreads over the body. If a patient calls his or her physician complaining of those symptoms, they're told to stay home and await further instructions. If it's too late to nip it in the bud, healthcare providers try to determine who's most at risk.
We try to ascertain people's immunization status to see if we can rule people out as at risk because of like presumptive immunity. People that were born before 1957 are presumed to have probably already caught the disease, so they're immune.
Milhon says education is key for the healthcare community.
So even today, we've got staff out speaking to nurses around the state. We've had four, what we call our roadshow. Part of that is to inform providers and nurses in practices and clinics throughout the state what to be aware of and what they can do within their own practices to prevent transmission.
State health officials have conducted tests on suspected measles cases since the start of the year. All to date have turned up negative. They also say the best way to prevent measles is through the widespread use of the measles vaccine. Children should receive 2 doses of the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. The first should be administered from 12 through 15 months of age. The second from 4 years to 6 years of age. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.